AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on a growing debate over maritime security after the U.S. sunk one of Iran's flagship warships.
As Sri Lankan officials report another Iranian vessel in their waters, officials in New Delhi, India, say that the Iranian warship sunk by a U.S. submarine near Sri Lanka had participated in naval exercises hosted by India, with 74 countries participating, before heading out into international waters in the Indian Ocean on its way home. The sinking has ignited a debate in India about maritime security in the Indian Ocean, a region where New Delhi maintains a significant naval presence. President Donald Trump says one of his key objectives is to wipe out Iran's navy. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Meanwhile, Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi says the U.S. will bitterly regret torpedoing the warship. Ayatollah Abdollah Javadi Amoli later called on state television for the shedding of both Israeli and, quote, Trump's blood. The statement represented a rare call for violence by an ayatollah, which is one of the highest ranks within the clergy of Shiite Islam. There are dozens in Iran. The renewed retaliatory strikes from Iran again raised anxiety in U.S. markets, sending futures lower and energy prices higher, with prices at the pump jumping overnight. In other news, the House Oversight Committee has voted to subpoena Attorney General Pam Bondi to answer questions over the Justice Department's handling of files regarding the Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficking investigation. Five Republicans joined Democrats to support the subpoena proposed by GOP Representative Nancy Mace in a sign of continued frustration among conservatives with the department's review and release of documents related to the convicted sex offender. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. New York is the latest Democratic-led state being asked to explain its Medicaid expenditures and fraud abatement. More from the AP's Jennifer King.
The Trump administration is expanding its crackdown on state Medicaid programs to New York. Dr. Mehmet Oz, head of Medicaid services, says they have questions about concerning trends in the Empire State's program and wants state officials to provide details on their oversight and fraud detection or risk deferred payments. Oz says the numbers coming out of New York's Medicaid program don't add up, and that Governor Kathy Hochul and her team have 30 days to respond. Hochul said the Trump administration is targeting a Democrat-led state for political reasons, but says she will show them the facts and when there is fraud, help them fight it. The move came less than a week after the government froze nearly $260 million in Medicaid funding for Minnesota. The centers also sent letters to Democratic governors in Maine and California. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.